Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back to Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love pets. I've always had them. I love them. I got 5 cats. I got a dog. We had 2 dogs, but one was older and, you know, went to the farm. The other one, she's about 5 years old. So, you know, I really wanted to slow down because dogs just don't live as long as cats. I have 2 cats. They're about 14, 15 years old. Tell you, man, these things, they're just, I mean, I don't know why cats outlive dogs. You know, maybe it's because dogs are happy and they're, you know, doing, they're spending their whole life for other people. Their job on this earth is to please their owner, yet cats, their job is for us to please them. So my cats get fed and they get massaged. Shaky Boo, he likes spa day. You know, and so I do massage, and I comb his hair, and then I have a makeup brush, and he loves the way the makeup brush is, you know, and he just thinks he's so cool. And so, anyway, but he's looking old. I don't know how much longer he's going to have. Every time I see him, you know, I'm like, you're alive today. He looks at me like, yeah, I'm alive today. But, you know, having had animals my whole life, I realize that there's some things that you could train, and there's things you can't. I'm telling the cat not to, out of spite, to go pee-pee house or poo-poo on my stuff. I know, out of spite, he's been doing it for 15 years. I have a cat. Her name is Snappy. She was a cat that was, she wasn't a rescue. A lot of my pets are rescues, but she was her mom, I think, was a rescue cat. And then the mom had gotten pregnant, and the family who took the mom cared for the little babies, and then I got one of the babies because she didn't know what to do with all the cats. And so little Snappy has this reflex where she bites. She doesn't want to bite out of meanness, but she has a reflex. So she'll come up and she wants lovey-dovey, she wants a little ticklies, or she'll want her tummy scratch, and she'll ask. And she'll be like, So I'll do that. And then if I hit one spot and it's different all the time, she'll quickly snap with her teeth. And it's a reflex. And I don't know how to untrain that because, you know, you can hear Corey and the kids go, no, no biting. And I'll say, no, but she looks like I didn't mean to do that. And I know she didn't mean to do that. You know, so we don't punish her. We're just like, look, we pet her less because we just don't know where that one spot is going to be. Because the last time she bit me, I mean, my arm got infected. And she wasn't biting to be mean. It's just, and it wasn't even play biting. It was a reflex. So Biden's dog, Major, I believe it's a German Shepherd. I'm not sure. I have to double check. Yeah, German Shepherd, gorgeous dog, apparently bit a Secret Service agent, or there was a biting incident. And so Major got exiled from the White House and had to go to his Delaware home to get some training. And so they're saying right now that the dog is in training, right, to not bite. And I wanted to ask you guys, because many of you guys love pets, and you probably know more about pets than I do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Can you really train a dog to not bite? You know, we have anger management for humans. I know many people who have been in anger management, and anger management can be successful. But you get somebody that's so ticked, it comes out. Their instinct comes out. You know, and when a dog is a biter, you have to figure out what it is when you do train animals, what it is that's triggering it. Is it that, well, you guys are playful and they don't know the range in which they should play? So when they do start to bite a little bit too much, you go, nope, nope. Nope, that's too much. It's too much. Then you could train them, but that's a very, very superficial setting. That's not real artificial. That's a very artificial setting. You can train animals to not do certain things, but when their instinct comes out, they're going to do whatever the heck they want to do. And so when you do have an animal who's a biter, what do you do? Well, there is obedience training, and you could talk to the vet and make sure the dog doesn't have rabies, obviously. And there are some guidelines, but if I had young children and you had a dog that was known to be a biter, you have to assume that that young child will accidentally do the wrong thing at the wrong place at the wrong time. I love animals, and I've been around animals for almost half a century now. And I will do whatever it takes to make those animals happy. But have I accidentally stepped on one of my animals? Yes. Have I accidentally sat one of them? Have I accidentally swung around and then hit it with my purse or my elbow? Right? Have I accidentally locked them outside and then, oops, I'm sorry, I thought you were right there. Come, you know, one of my dogs, everywhere I go, she follows. So I had to go to the bathroom. It was the middle of the night. I had no idea. And I start closing the door, and I close the door on the animal. I'm like, why are you coming to the potty? I'm just going potty. It's all going. It's not very exciting in here. Nothing to see here. Not too exciting. Let me go potty, and then I'll come back out. So my fear is if I, as an adult and very well-versed in animals, can accidentally, you know, hurt an animal, I don't want to. What if you have a child or you have somebody that's unsuspecting, and there's an animal there that can't control certain things? So when I hear that, you know, Biden's dog is going to get training to be bit, and by the way, it didn't break skin. I think the dog was in a situation that wasn't the dog's normal situation. You had all these men that the dog wasn't around. The dog was a rescue dog. Maybe that Secret Service agent looked like somebody that was somebody mean to him when he was growing up. Maybe that Secret Service agent startled him. Maybe the dog's Republican. I don't know. But the dog, you know, I worry about what the training ensues, because dogs are dogs. They have that instinct. And to try to tell them to not bite, I'm assuming the means are going to be the most humane. But we have to understand animals are animals. Whether it's your cat, my fish. I tried to tell my fish to not swim to part of the tank so I could clean it. Fish kept coming. So I can't even train a fish. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you listen to the show sometimes when we're not live, and we have an answer line where you could call and ask your questions. Let's go to the answer line and hear, listen to some of your questions now. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, no worries, no worries. All right, so I'm going to move on until we get that up. So I wanted to stop and kind of wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated not the third Wednesday of the month, but March 17th. And according to History.com, it is the anniversary of St. Patrick's death. Many people go, all right, well, you know, because you know how Easter changes and Passover changes. Well, when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, it is a specific day, March 17th. And the Irish have observed this day as a religious holiday for over 1,000 years. Now, St. Patrick's Day falls during Lent. And Irish families, usually we go to church in the morning, celebrate in the afternoon. And with Lent, many people might not eat meat, might not drink alcohol. And so it's kind of been, you know, interesting how, you know, people nowadays with St. Patty's Day, everybody just goes all crazy, and it's all, you know, corned beef and cabbage and green beer and green wine and green everything. But for people observing Lent, they might not be able to party. So St. Patrick lived in the 5th century. He was the patron saint of Ireland and its national apostle. And he was born, though, in Britain. Now, but this was Roman Britain. He was kidnapped, and he was brought to Ireland as a slave at the age of 16. He later escaped, but he returned back to Ireland and has been credited with bringing Christianity to his people. So in the centuries following Patrick's death, they believe he died March 17th, 461. They say the mythology surrounding his life became kind of more ingrained into the Irish culture. So the legend of St. Patrick is that he explained the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, using the three leaves of the Irish clover, the shamrock, and that's where that comes from. Now, the first St. Patrick's Day, I believe, was celebrated 9th or 10th century, and the first parade took place in Ireland. Oh, not in Ireland. It actually took place in America. America was big on parades. And records show that the St. Patty's Day parade was held March 17, 1601 in a Spanish colony, which is now currently St. Augustine, Florida. So very, very cool. So it happened not within America country, because we weren't a country then, but on our land. And they say a St. Patrick's Day celebration a year earlier was organized by the Spanish colony's Irish hiker, Ricardo Arthur. So by 1772, let me see, there was more enthusiasm, parades in New York City, and over the next few decades, Irish patriotism among American immigrants flourished. There was the rise of the so-called, quote, Irish Aid Societies, like the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick and the Hibernian Society, and each group would hold annual parades that have bagpipes. The bagpipes were more Scottish, you know, and British Army instruments that they would use, but it now has been absorbed with Irish culture as well. So in 1848, they say several New York Irish Aid Societies decided to unite to make one official New York City St. Patrick's Day parade, and that parade is technically the world's oldest civilian parade and the largest in the United States. 150,000 people usually participate, except, of course, for COVID. Then all parades and all celebrations seem to go out the door, unless it's privately or undercover. And they say each year nearly 3 million people line the 1.5-mile parade to watch the procession. It takes about 5 hours. We'll see parades in Boston, Chicago, Philly, Savannah. We also celebrate the day with parades. It involves about 10,000 to 20,000 participants each. That's kind of a big deal. And so, you know, it's interesting. I love looking at history. And Irish coming to America was kind of spawned by the Great Potato Famine. That hit Ireland in 1845. They say close to 1 million poor Irish Catholics began coming into America to escape starvation. And this was before us going into our Civil War. And so most Irish immigrants in America, up until the mid-19th century, were members of the Protestant middle class. But because of what happened in Ireland, then we had more people come, and it started to change the dynamic of the population. And they were not well-received originally. According to History.com, they were despised for their alien religious beliefs and unfamiliar accents by the American Protestant majority. And so the immigrants were even having trouble finding the jobs that were the menial jobs. So, unfortunately, Irish Americans were started to be discriminated against. And they were, newspapers would portray them as drunk, violent, you know, things like that. And so they began to organize, and because they realized they weren't having much power, being, you know, divided from their other Irish brethren and, you know, people looking at them inferiorly. And so they organized a voting bloc known as the, quote, Green Machine. And apparently it became a huge weapon when it came to these political hopefuls and how to swing an election. And so then the St. Patrick's Day parade became a show of strength for Irish Americans, and political candidates are like, you know what, we better be there because it looks like we need the Irish bloc. 1948, Harry Truman, President Truman, attended the St. Patrick's Day parade. Many Irish Americans were really, really excited about that because once they had political power, they got acceptance. Now, the Chicago River gets dyed green. That is, I believe, a practice that started back in the 1960s. They said it's when city pollution control workers use dyes to trace illegal sewage discharges and realize that the green dye might be kind of cool and help, you know, celebrate the holiday. So they released 100 pounds of green vegetable dye into the river, enough to keep it green for a week. Now, because of environmental damage, you're only using now about 40 pounds of dye, and they only allow the river to turn green for a few hours. But Chicago historians do like that idea. A lot of people try to take credit for that idea. Apparently, natives of Savannah, Georgia, their parade, which is one of the oldest in the nation, dates back to 1813, they thought that they originated that idea by making the river green. A restaurant manager, Tom Woolley, convinced city officials to dye the Savannah River green. Didn't work as well. It had a greenish hue, so they never really tried it again, but the fact that they wanted to do it was kind of big. But what I want to kind of bring up about this, which is really, really interesting, is, you know, having been, you know, a family of immigrants myself, so my father, you know, had come from Israel, and he and his family had escaped, his parents had escaped the Holocaust. They made it to Palestine at the time. Palestine became Israel. And then in the 60s, when the U.S. gave German visas to allow people who had to escape Germany to be able to come to the United States, my grandmother was able to get a visa, and they came to the United States. But my other family, from my mom's side, they had come from Austria and Russia and Poland, and so they went through Ellis Island, and they came to the United States, and, you know, being poor immigrants, they were not looked upon, you know, very positively. Our attitudes haven't really changed much since then, but all my family had to follow the immigration path. Well, they had to not be sick. They got screened. They had to have their medical exams. They had to make sure they didn't have diseases. And then they had to make sure they had a sponsor or prove they had a job, which is really frightening to go to a country and think that you're going to get a job. And remember, there was no TV. There was no social media. So how do you know what's there on the other side? All you could do was word of mouth. And they came, and they were poor, and they lived together, and so many people of different countries and religions would stick together. So you'd have little barrios or ghettos. Ghettos was a term, I think it's an Italian term, that Jews would live in, whether it was in Italy or in America, and there would be these small little neighborhoods, and people that knew their own language, they would kind of stick to themselves. And I find it fascinating that the Irish, as well as so many other groups, face the discrimination, face the hardship, face the poverty, but then in numbers, they only are appreciated for their wealth and for their value when it gets political. I find that concept frustrating, but that's what happened. That's kind of the story of how Irish Americans grew in America in terms of overcoming that. They're like, look, if you want the Irish vote, you better treat us nicer. And that's how they got the eyes of politicians. And it happens with multiple demographics. And it's a shame that it takes politics to get people to change their attitudes towards people. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Atlanta police say the suspect in the shootings at massage parlors that killed eight people was likely a customer in the past. Cherokee County Sheriff Frank Reynolds indicated in interviews what might have been his motivation.
He has some issues, potentially sexual addiction, and may have frequented some of these places in the past.
Police say Robert Aaron Long did take responsibility for the shootings and claims it had nothing to do with race or politics. New York Republican Congressman John Cato noting the entire crisis could have been avoided by the Biden administration.
Through irresponsible rhetoric and actions by this administration, we are seeing an unprecedented crisis unfold during a pandemic.
Cato and other Republicans made a trip to the border near El Paso, Texas on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is once again urging everyone to get vaccinated.
Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
Yeah, I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. States are making plans to open up their eligibility after President Biden's call to have vaccines available to all Americans by May 1st. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A North Carolina man is under arrest for allegedly planting 10 pipe bombs around the town of Brevard. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's go to the phone lines and listen to some of your questions. Whether you hear us live or don't hear us live, we will always take your questions and answer them the next live show. So 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254.
Hello, this is a call for Dr. Dolly. I'm a 60-year-old female with a penicillin allergy. As an infant, it was severe. I turned blue. Also have a heart medication that I'm on. It's metoprolol, 25 milligrams for slowing the heartbeat. And because of that, I'm hesitant to take a vaccine for coronavirus, but the Novavax coming out in some time that you mentioned the other day does sound like a possibility. What are your thoughts on that? And just in general, my penicillin allergy and this heart medication in regard to coronavirus vaccine. And again, Novavax seems the best choice for me and worth waiting for. I like your thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, great questions. Great questions. Yes, you know, people are kind of nervous. You know, when you've had a vaccine before and you've had a pretty bad reaction, or if there's a medication or a food that you're very allergic to, people are pretty nervous about these vaccines. And what we have seen is my husband, for example, with a shellfish allergy, with a sulfa allergy, we were fine. Apparently, if you are allergic to a medication, the CDC is not urging you to avoid the vaccine. They want you to speak to your medical provider. But the only contraindication, from what I'm being told, and again, double check with your medical provider, is if you have had a allergy to a component that could be in the vaccine. Now, I've talk to you guys about the components in the vaccine. How do you know? I mean, how does the average person know if they're allergic to a component in the vaccine? The trimethamine or the potassium chloride or the sucrose? I mean, you'll know if you're allergic to sucrose, it's sugar. But the polyethylene glycol, how do you know if you're allergic to polyethylene glycol if you've never had an allergy and nobody's ever tested you? So it's that's why the CDC guidance is to consider not having the shot if you've ever had a severe allergic reaction to a previous dose or a component of the COVID-19. If you have an allergic reaction to another vaccine, it's not a contraindication. It's called a precaution. So what the CDC says is they consider a history of an immediate allergic reaction to any other vaccine or injectable therapy as a precaution, but not a contraindication. So if you've had or reacted to a vaccine before, being a precaution, it means, well, talk to your healthcare provider. The healthcare provider could decide if maybe there's some cross-reactivity, if you need to consult an allergist, immunologist, to see if you could safely receive the vaccine, if there needs to be steps taken to monitor you closer, or, you know, make sure you have an EpiPen at home and steroids and things like that. So they say here people with a contraindication to the COVID-19 vaccines, like a known PEG, polyethylene glycol allergy, they say consideration may be given to vaccination with the COVID vaccine, and people who have received one dose but for whom the second dose is contraindicated can wait still 28 days, or they talk about, you know, how to wait between the shots. Like, for example, Pfizer is 3 weeks, Moderna is 28 days. But they say if you have a contraindication, they still suggest that the polysorbate allergy is only a precaution and not a contraindication. So they went back and said the polysorbate concerns that they originally had with the vaccine aren't going to stop people from getting it. And many of you are kind of confused by all this jumbo that I'm reading from the CDC website. But what they're basically saying is if you've ever been allergic to the COVID vaccine or a component in it, then it's probably a no. But with anything else, they're just going to label it a precaution. And by labeling it a precaution, it's saying you could still probably take the shot, but double check with your doctor and maybe have your ducks in a row. So having a penicillin allergy or a sulfa allergy or a shellfish allergy currently is not a contraindication. Now, many doctors are saying, well, look, you know, if you have had a severe reaction and you want to take it, we'll watch you for 30 minutes. Now, anybody with a history of anaphylaxis, we're going to watch you for 30 minutes instead of 15. Right, we're going to do it in a hospital setting. We're probably not going to have you do your shot, you know, outside at a school or at a parking lot. We'll make sure you're in an area where if you do have a reaction, you're there with medical providers. But, you know, I know it scares people because I have people call me all the time saying, look, you know, I don't know if I want to take the chance. And then I've been asked, why would doctors have patients take the chance? Because COVID and the chance of COVID or COVID that could kill is much higher than the risk of you having a reaction to the vaccine. And I tell you, it sucks being a physician and having to make that judgment call. It really sucks. I mean, I don't want to tell somebody to take a shot and they have a reaction to it. I don't want to tell somebody to not take a shot and then they get COVID and die. And I see the numbers. I know 99% of the COVID cases, you know, are mild. I know that. But I've also seen that 500,000 people died in the United States from COVID. So as a medical professional, we're supposed to follow what the public officials and CDC is recommending. And, you know, the CDC is not wrong. I mean, I have a severe drug allergy to sulfa. My husband has an allergy to sulfa, to shellfish. I've seen people allergic to penicillin. They've been fine with the vaccine. But now she brings up the metoprolol succinate. She's on a beta blocker to slow down the heart rate. There's been, I think there was another case of somebody possibly dying after the COVID vaccine, and it was sudden. I think it was within 40 minutes. I have to double-check that story. That came across last night. And we spoke about how these haven't been found to be allergic reactions or from a cause of the vaccine, but we do wonder if maybe any of these people that have collapsed, there might have been something that triggered them to have an arrhythmia. So I caution anybody to, if they do have a vulnerable heart rhythm, to talk to their doctor about this and see what they think about some of these cases of people collapsing. You know, somebody who is at risk for heart disease will be at risk for severe COVID. So we don't want people with heart disease not getting the vaccine. We want them to. But we are seeing these real rare cases of people collapsing after the vaccine. Very rare. One in millions. And who knows? Maybe it has something to do with the heart rhythm. So we want to make sure that, you know, in case these are coincidences, doctors are still aware and people talk to their patients about it. But it is so rare that nobody's connecting the two to the vaccine. Now, the Novavax vaccine is going to be these protein particles that are the spike proteins that are synthetically made coronavirus spike proteins. And what's nice about that vaccine is it's not virus going into your body. It's not DNA. It's not RNA, because some people get freaked out about that, even though I'm not, and I had the mRNA vaccine. But in terms of side effects, we don't know what the data is because they're currently doing the clinical trials now. So I can't tell anybody that one is going to be better than the other, because right now I'm a fan of all of them. I think they all work enough to keep us out of the hospital. But I like the Novavax idea of it, because I think it's pretty cool, you know, where you're getting the proteins injected into you so it doesn't have to expect a cell to make the proteins. One less step might work faster, but we still have to wait and see the data. Great questions, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Governor Cuomo was kind of relieved that he finally got a headline that didn't have to do with the nursing home scandal or the sexual harassment complaints against him and allegations. I believe he got a COVID vaccine, and I think he got the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. So there's a headline. Cuomo was at the top of his game. People thought he was such a hero. They thought he was sexy. They thought he should run for president. Now he's looking to get impeached and fired. So, well, yeah, well, he got his vaccine. He's probably thinking, if I'm on my way out, I might as well get my vaccine. Now, AstraZeneca vaccine, a lot of drama. I think there's always drama in the whole medical community. People think, oh my gosh, Dr. Dahlia, her life must be so boring. You know, she doesn't get to always follow the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle thing. That to me is boring. That's just... I got it. Well, it's not boring. That's rough because now people are being accused of you. People in Britain have to feel forced to, you know, be on the Queen's side or be on Meghan Markle's side. And I think it's a shame. But, you know, in medicine, we do get a little drama. We get, you know, we don't always fall asleep, from boredom. So the AstraZeneca pendulum has swung back to where the UN Health Agency says that their global rollout of coronavirus vaccines remains unaffected, especially in Europe, despite the AstraZeneca suspension by multiple countries. And we're being told that Italy and France are ready to restart the AstraZeneca vaccinations. If regulators give it the green light, they are going to move forward. Preliminary statement from the European Medicines Agency on Tuesday was encouraging, according to the Office of Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi. He said Tuesday, and they had a phone call with French President Emmanuel Macron, and they said that in the event of a positive conclusion by the EMA, France and Italy were ready to promptly restart inoculations with the vaccines. So two dozen countries are among, or though, I'm sorry, there's about a dozen countries that have suspended the AstraZeneca Oxford University shot after reports of blood clots in a few of the citizens. One yesterday, I believe, of somebody who had died in Italy had been proven that he didn't even have a clot. So he died after the AstraZeneca vaccine, but they can't say it was from a clot. So there was a female who died in Austria of a possible blood clot. And since then, more countries have reported cases of blood clots and an unusual number of platelets in a few patients. AstraZeneca said Sunday that of the 17 million people vaccinated in the EU and the UK, there have been 15 events of deep vein thrombosis or a deep clot in one of the deeper veins and 22 instances of pulmonary embolism, the clot moving to the lungs. So the European health authorities are looking at the numbers. If you're looking at 22 cases of pulmonary embolism and 17 million, they think the odds are still incredible in terms of safety. I know some people are like, but I don't want a clot. It would be nice to look at those people that got a clot and see if they had a potential for it. There's a blood test to see if somebody has the gene predilection for being hypercoagulable. And maybe if we find out that all of those people that had clots, you know, had hypercoagulability state or propensity, then they can make that recommendation. But I don't think anybody's jumping to do that because it's an expensive test. And that means everybody's going to want a blood test before they get the COVID vaccine. That's going to be an administrative mess. And so I don't think people are excited about that. That would be my solution as a doctor. If you're worried about blood clots, let's figure out why those people have blood clots. And if we figure out who has that potential, then we test people. And if they don't have that potential, they get the vaccine. But now that vaccine is getting expensive. So European health authorities are still of the opinion that the shot is good in the fight against COVID-19. And right now, there's no indication so far that the reports of blood clots were directly caused by the vaccine. They are firmly convinced that the benefits outweigh the risks, they say. So they are studying 30 reports of unusual blood disorders, and they will announce the outcome of that work on Thursday. Belgium, Poland are still continuing to administer the AstraZeneca shot. And those European countries that have suspended the vaccine are waiting for an announcement. And the EMA is worried that there might be an effect on the trust of the vaccines. The longer these countries wait, the more there could be a concern. Now, I remember AstraZeneca had to halt their study, but it wasn't because of a blood clot. It was a transverse myelitis. Somebody who I don't think got the shot, I think it was in the placebo arm, I had to double check, had this reaction where their muscles got, their spinal cord and muscles got inflamed. And it was the immune system attacking the spinal cord and muscles. And so AstraZeneca had to temporarily halt their study, but then it was proven that it wasn't the shot and they could move forward. So this is something different. One of you had asked if this is similar to what had happened in the summer. So the EU's vaccination program, the European Union's program, has faced multiple hurdles. You do have a lot of population that is worried about the safety. They are concerned that they, you know, didn't have the rollout as quickly as other countries. There was talk of stopping exports of the vaccine to other countries. So the European Union, where the vaccines were made, could take care of their population. They're shooting for 70% of the adult population vaccinated by the end of summer, and I think they'll reach that. But if people don't want to get the vaccine, that just makes it harder. So as of Monday, more than 6 million citizens in the European Union have received the AstraZeneca vaccine out of more than 46 million inoculations, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. And the European Commission also urged member states on Tuesday to use every single vaccine dose they have access to. So early data shows that more than 62 million doses have been distributed to member states and that there are almost 20 million doses that have yet to be administered. So apparently the government agencies don't like it if you have vaccines that don't get used, you know, because there's a time limit on it. We talked about how Pfizer's trying to get rid of that whole burden and the challenge of keeping their vaccine at negative 80 degrees Celsius, and the FDA approved it. I believe the Novavax is going to be a vaccine that doesn't have to be frozen. So they are moving rapidly, trying to make these shots a little easier. In terms of cases, we had another 242 deaths within the last few hours reported by Worldometers in the United States due to COVID. India had another 170, Russia another 427, UK another 141, Italy another 431 deaths, Spain 228 deaths, Poland, 453 deaths, Mexico, 175. So we are still seeing the case numbers count. Again, it all depends on when they report them. You know, it's not along the same timeline. Some people could be reporting this within hours. Some could be reporting it, pooling it over a day or two. But we are seeing spikes in cases in India, another 35,400 cases reported. Russia, another 9,000 cases. UK, another 5,700. Italy, grappling with possibly Easter lockdown, 23,000 more cases. Spain, 6,000. Germany, 4,000. Poland, another 25,000 cases. So we're not sure what's going on with Poland right now, which is one of the reasons why they're going to just continue to still vaccinate. The Ukraine, 11,000 cases. Chechnya, 13,000 cases. And so we're, you know, throughout the United States or throughout the world, we're unfortunately still seeing these spikes. We're going to be talking about in the next hour this California coronavirus variant that here in the United States are a little worried about. One thing I do want to say that is very promising is I have been watching the serious critical numbers in the United States of people in the hospital or hospitalized with COVID, and that number is going down. We're finally under 10,000. Just a few days ago, we were at about 12,000. So, now, I mean, it could mean some of these people are dying, but we aren't seeing that number as high as we used to. I think at one point we were at 40,000 people were in hospitals throughout the United States with COVID. So we're down to 9,300. That is huge. And Brazil, unfortunately, they have about 8,300. India, about 8,900 that are in serious condition right now. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.